the 12-year-old entrepreneur who's had his business snatched away from him by both Randwick Council and, well, Randwick Council reacted to complaints from residents in the area. That story is coming up in just a second. Karina, I apologise for you being there for so long. Hi.
Ah, all good.
Hello.
How are you going?
I'm good, Karina. Where are you?
At home now, thank God.
Yeah, but Karina.
Big night.
Karina, where's home?
Eden's Landing.
Where's that?
Beenleigh, Brisbane.
Brisbane, that'll do. That's what we're after. Yeah, that's what I meant. What's on your mind, yep. Karina? What's up?
I don't know. You were mentioning earlier about how the phone's been banned in schools, and I just heard Laverne's email come through saying how, you know, the kids need their phones. No, they don't. Schools don't accept, a lot of schools don't accept money now, but they have a FlexiSchools app.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about why kids need their phones at school, and there's no excuse. Hand them in before school, get them back, or have them at lunchtime. There's no reason for them to have them in a class. But then I found out that many tuck shops around Australia don't accept cash anymore. I can't believe it. Correct.
So they've all gone online now too. It's called a FlexiSchools app.
Really?
And you put in your school's name. You put in your school's name, your child's name, and you order their lunch little lunch online and pay for it all online. So when they get to school, it's all paid for.
So you can't walk into the tuck shop with some cash and order your lunch and pay money. You can't do that anymore. Is that what you're telling me?
That's correct. Yeah, and
no,
I don't know if you remember me. I called you a few months back and told you about that Spriggy card.
Tell me again.
The Spriggy card that the kids can get off your account. You know, you transfer it to the kids' account.
Okay.
And then they can just tap and go at school.
Okay.
With their own card off your card.
I've got it. Well,
yeah.
There you go. The end of an era. You know, we talk about how we're a cashless society.
Yep.
And this is proof it goes through to the schools. Karina and other callers this morning, folks, are telling me that most school tuck shops, government school tuck shops, no cash anymore. You're going to tap and go or pre-order online.
And as for not using the phones, you know, like parents pay for laptops for their children or the school, you know, funds them. So they don't need phones
No, they don't. I agree. I agree. Good on you, Karina. Yeah. Thank you for your point of view and thank you for waiting on, mate.
All good. No worries.
You have a happy day. Ring me back again anytime, okay?
Yeah, no worries. Cheers.
Can you believe that? Tuck shops around Australia, most tuck shops, according to my listeners, don't accept cash anymore. It's all tap and go. That's a sign of the times, isn't it?
Around Australia on the Triple M Network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Burner. The Night Shift.
You've probably heard about this on the news. And it created a national stir, this story. It's the story of a 12-year-old boy by the name of Jesse Lane. And he had his own lemonade stall. It was on the side of the road. And people would pass by. And on a good day, they'd stop and he'd sell them some homemade lemonade. And then after a little while, he got sick of making the homemade lemonade. And he started to sell soft drinks. And he was lucky enough to have his dad, who owned a bottle shop, be able to buy soft drinks and bottled water at a wholesale price, and he was able to sell them and make a little bit of money. And this was outside his house in Coogee, which is south of Sydney. It's on the beach. It's a beautiful suburb. And it's also quite near what's called the Bondi to Coogee Walk Trail. And lots of people walk there with their dogs. And so he thought, I'll sell cool drinks and I'll also sell some dog treats. Sounds like a great idea, doesn't it? Well, hang on. He's been forced to call it last drinks last weekend. It all came to an end when Randwick City Council rejected this young bloke's official trading application. And it put an end to months and months of anxious waiting and debates in the media about this young entrepreneur's business, which he was conducting on council land. That's the problem. His father, Peter, said the business was popular among most of the locals. I spoke to his mum and him, Jesse, late last night. His mum said he's a very determined young boy. He catches up with the regulars. He knows everybody's dogs. He knows their names. Everything was happy until some complaints. It wasn't a ranger that drove past, saw his stall and said, you've got to shut up. Nah. It was complaints from the locals going back to the council that eventually saw this young man's business have to stop. They've already, on the weekend, they had 6,000 signatures. I think they've got about 8,000 now. And it's the locals supporting his venture. I, at first, Nicole, thought that maybe it was a local shop or a milk bar that had the shits, thinking, oh, he's taking away my business. But according to his mum, no, it wasn't. Have a listen. I recorded a conversation with Jesse Lane and his mum, Catherine, late last night. And I want you to have a listen. Catherine Tiny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke.
I can't believe that a young man's initiative has come to a halt through a complaint from somebody to Randwick Council. And yet he brings, as I said in my introduction, he brings so much joy to people. He's making some pocket money. He's showing initiative. And because of red tape of some sort, he's got to stop. Catherine, take us through what's happened.
So I guess it started like any kind of classic lemonade stand out the front of our place.
Yep.
And, you know, his brothers would help out a little bit. But it was Jesse who consistently stuck with it. And then the kind of whole making lemonade became a bit of a chore. So the idea was, well, what about bottled water and those sort of things? So he started to sell bottled water and some Coke and lemonade. And then at some point or other, one of his regulars said, why don't you just wheel it down the road to where the coastal walkway is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, great. So went down there. And then as people would say, oh, have you got kombucha or have you got coconut water? He's kind of really expanded his range to include a whole lot of different drinks and sun cream and Aragar. Ah,
and the doggy treats.
Yeah. And that was a customer's recommendation. So then for, I don't know, it was months and he'd nag us about, can I get card? You know, a lot of people don't have cash. Can I get card?
Oh,
and someone told me about, oh, you can get this little square. So I said, well, Jesse, if you want to buy one of these, then you can offer card. So that suddenly took it to another level where it was so much more interesting for him. So he, you know, it was kind of like a professional little business by that stage.
Mm-hmm. And someone's complained.
Yeah, and then even along the way, you know, he's got his signs look more professional. That was a regular that said, oh, I can do some signs for you. So it's kind of growing through his customers.
Who complained? Do you know? Did the council tell you?
Yeah, no, but I got to speak to a couple of them because initially one of them was quite, you know, would say stuff to Jesse like, why don't you pack up? Why are you always here? This kind of thing.
Mm.
So there's a couple of them that I've spoken to. And I,
and know, what's their problem? What's their problem? You've spoken to them.
Well, because I wanted to try and work it out, you know, how could we compromise? And he kind of reduced his hours a bit.
But what was bothering them?
There were comments like he didn't get, you know, he's out too late and he's holding cash and what if he gets robbed?
Mm-hmm.
And it almost made me feel like a bad parent. And then does he get enough sleep? And
is he doing his homework?
Those kind of things.
Do you know what I thought when it was an anonymous complaint? Because this is what happens with councils. They get one complaint and they can shut all the fun down. I thought maybe it was one of his competitors, a shop that was nearby maybe.
Yeah, no.
No. Just some local Coogee Karens.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah. And I think the tricky thing is, now this is where I sort of, you know, I was hoping that the council would get a bit creative because it's public land. I think what the tricky part is that they're worried about approving that and then it opens the floodgates to a whole lot of different people putting applications in. So I can kind of appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, surely they could do something where it's specific to a child, like in any, not just Jesse, if another child wanted to do the same thing, it'd be the same principle. So, you know, maybe he could do it up until the age of 13. It gives him until, you know, April and that he lives within a certain radius.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping they'd come up with something like that.
So where are you at?
So we've got a letter on Saturday afternoon emailed to us that said, your application has been rejected because of this act and because it's on public land and the activities are not approved for that land. And then my husband has rung up the contact number, and what can happen is that Jesse can put an appeal in.
Okay. Do you know if it went before the full council, or was that rejected on, say, on behalf of the council by the general manager or someone?
No, it did. It went to a vote.
It went to council.
It was discussed, and there was 15 votes. And interestingly, the mayor voted for Jesse, and the 14 other people voted against.
Oh, look, I'll come back to you. Can I talk to Jesse quickly, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
I'll put him on.
Put him on. Thank you. It's Catherine Tiny, Jesse's mum. Jesse's 12. You there, Jess?
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah.
Good day, champion. It's Luke here. How are you going?
Good.
How do you feel? You a bit disappointed?
Yeah, I'm quite devastated that they will kind of like for now have shut me down.
Yeah, your mum was telling me the story. I can kind of get why council's got to be careful. And your dad's going to maybe appeal. So maybe it's not all over just yet. But your mum was telling us how it all started. You showed a lot of initiative. Tell me this. When you stopped making lemonade and you started selling pre-bottled and canned drinks, what did you just buy them from a shop and then put a bit of profit on them, or how did you go about purchasing your stock? That's what I want to know.
Well, my dad has a bottle shop. He's had it for a long time.
Ah.
So pretty much I buy the drinks like in bulk wholesale through him.
Yep.
So I get them nice and cheap. I sell them for a bit more.
Yeah.
And that's how I make my profit.
You're only 12 years of age. And at least you weren't selling beer, were you?
Yeah, I mean, I'd quadruple my profit.
Imagine how much you'd make if you were selling beer. I shouldn't be saying this. And the doggy treats, where'd you get them? Coles?
Dog treats. No, dog treats, I get them from, like, some places. There's some online, like, pet shops that I get them from.
Good on you. How much money did you make? What's the most money you made in one day?
I don't exactly know.
You don't know?
I did at the time, but I forgot. I'm not sure, like 100 or something, or 200.
Good on you. And all the people that would walk past with their dogs, you knew all the dogs' names?
Yeah, well, now, well, not then, but now I know most people's dogs' names, so.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's his name? Want any dog treats?
Yeah, yeah. The liver treats. I saw a picture of you with the liver treats. My dog has them.
Yeah, there's actually a few different ones. Now I've got liver, kangaroo, chicken or beef.
Yeah, my dog goes mad for them. My dog goes absolutely mad for them. So what are you going to do now, Jess? You're going to wait and see how Dad's appeal goes?
Yeah. I mean, like, I can't really do my shop anyway. It's, like, really rainy.
Well, that's right. It's going to be raining
Until Monday, it's going to be really rainy, and I go back to school on Monday, so I won't even like be able to do my shop till like next Saturday anyway.
Yeah, and it could be raining then too.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you this, it might be raining.
Yeah, because not this coming Saturday, but the one after, it's going to be raining too. I mean, might be raining.
Be raining, yeah. I tell you what, I'll get Gavin Morris to find out what the weather is for Coogee, not this weekend, the weekend after, and I'll let you know, okay?
Yeah, he got her.
What do you want to do when you leave school? Do you know yet?
No, not really.
Nah, it's too early, isn't it? Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
What's your favourite subject at school?
PE, maybe.
Yeah, PE.
Yeah.
Yeah, PE is good, isn't it? Do you play sport?
Yeah.
What's your favourite sport?
Rugby union.
Who's your favourite player?
Probably Latrell Mitchell.
Latrell Mitchell?
Yeah.
He's rugby league.
Yeah, I don't follow union.
I thought you said union. You follow leagues. Okay, so who's your favourite team? South?
Yeah, South.
All right. It's been nice talking to you, Jesse. I hope it all starts up again for you, or I hope there's a compromise that they can make with the council. You take care and we might talk again soon, eh?
Yeah, sure.
Can you put your mum back on for me?
Yeah.
Okay. There he is. Jesse Tiny, who is 12, and his little pop-up shop is over now. Catherine, you're back with me?
Yep.
So good luck with the appeal.
Yep. And, you know, it's kind of funny because he likes to sort of seem very professional, because a lot of the time he buys his drinks from the supermarkets, to be honest. And yeah, the supermarket specials. He's good at looking up the supermarket specials.
You've gathered some signatures on a petition. How many you got?
I think, was it last count about 8,000, Jesse? The signatures? Yeah.
8,000. How can people sign the petition if they want Jesse to keep going? His name's Jesse Lane. Your name's Catherine Tiny, but he's Jesse. Yeah, he's Jesse Lane. If people want to sign the petition, what do they do?
Well, because he set it all up, it's just a paper petition. We haven't got a like an e-one.
No.
Right. So, and because he can't operate now, I'm not really sure that they can, really.
And it's going to rain this weekend, and it could rain the following weekend. Look, I'll tell you what, we'll stay in touch. Any help we can give you, let me know, Catherine. Thank you for talking to us, and thanks for letting us talk to Jesse.
Thanks very much, Luke.
All right, then. Hey, Catherine.
Yeah?
Do you remember your first job when you were... when you were 12?
Yeah, I think it might have been delivering like local papers too.
Yeah, I did the Manly Daily. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of the pop-up street side stall in the Peanuts cartoons. And imagine the red tape that Lucy had to go through, because she was off she was offering psychiatric help. Remember that? Do you remember that?
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, Lucy from Peanuts, psychiatric help, 5 cents.
Oh, that's very funny.
Imagine how the council would cope with that.
Yep.
All right. Catherine Tiny, mother of Jesse Lane, nice to talk to you. Let's stay in touch.
All right. Thanks very much.